Title: Pitch a Bass Wobble with Minimal CPU Load in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build a proper old school jungle style pitched wobble bass in Ableton Live 12, but with a very modern goal. Minimal CPU, maximum roll, and that resampled, printed attitude that sits under breaks without fighting them. Big mindset shift before we touch anything. This is not about a super complicated filter LFO patch. In a lot of 90s jungle and early rolling DNB, the wobble feeling comes from pitch movement, tight envelopes, and then resampling, so you treat bass like audio, almost like a sampler line. That's the vibe we're chasing. Step 0. Set yourself up so the bass behaves. Put your tempo somewhere in the classic pocket, 160 to 172. I like 168 because it feels instantly rolling without getting frantic. Now make three tracks. One MIDI track called SUB, one MIDI track called Wobble, and an audio track called Bass Resample. We'll also group SUB and Wobble later, but start simple. One quick warp note for later. When you resample bass to audio, don't default to Complex or Complex Pro. It can smear low end and make your subs feel like they've been put through a blanket. For bass audio, you'll usually land on beats or tones. Tones is a great first stop for pitched bass resamples. Now the sub. This is where CPU discipline starts. On the SUB track, load operator. Oscillator A is a sine wave, level at 0 dB. That's your clean fundamental. Now add a subtle pitch envelope. And I mean subtle. Go to pitch env, and set the amount somewhere around plus 3 to plus 8 semitones, then set decay to around 80 to 140 milliseconds. This is that tiny thump or doof at the front of the note, not a laser zap. Then shape the amp envelope. Attack basically 0, maybe up to 5 milliseconds if you're getting clicks. Decay around 250 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain down at minus infinity, or basically off, and release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. This keeps it punchy and controlled, and it won't smear into your kick and break transients. After operator, add saturator. Keep it gentle, drive maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn on soft clip. The goal isn't audible distortion. The goal is a slightly more confident sub that translates better and doesn't disappear on smaller systems. Teacher note here, don't pick wobble your sub layer. It's tempting, but it makes your low end feel like it's wandering. Jungle feels heavy because the floor stays put while the character moves above it. Now the wobble layer. This is where we create audible pitch movement in the low mids, without eating CPU. We'll do the fastest classic method first. Operator plus pitch automation. On the wobble track, load another operator. Oscillator is set to saw if you want bite, or square if you want it hollower and more pipey. Enable operator's filter. Set it to LP24. Put frequency somewhere in the 200 to 600 Hz zone. Start around 350. Resonance around 0.2 to 0.4. And use the filter drive, 2 to 6 dB. Operator's filter drive is a secret weapon for getting weight without extra plugins. Amp envelope, attack 0 to 10 ms, decay 300 to 600 ms, sustain around minus 6 to minus 12 dB, and release 80 to 150 ms. You want the wobble layer to feel like it's speaking, but still controlled enough to tuck under the break. Now the key move, pitch wobble. Instead of wobbling the filter, we pitch step the tone. In your MIDI clip, you can automate operator's transpose, or you can do it with a pitch MIDI effect. Either is fine. Direct clip envelope automation is super old school, and it costs basically nothing in CPU. Use a root like F1 or G1. Classic rolling zone. Then create a little vocabulary of pitch offsets that you return to, rather than random jumps. Try 0 semitones, then plus 2, plus 5, plus 7, and save plus 12 for a moment that matters. Rhythm-wise, 1/8 movements are very jungle, 1/16 if you want more steppy sampler energy. But don't keep it moving non-stop. The roll happens when you leave air. Extra coach note, keep the pitch motion audible, not deep. The ear tracks pitch movement from harmonics, roughly 100 to 500 Hz. If you low pass the wobble too aggressively, you'll technically be changing pitch, but it won't read emotionally in the mix. So if the motion feels invisible, don't crank modulation. Add harmonics, a touch more saturator drive on the wobble layer, or later a parallel dirt return, and make sure the wobble layer lives above your sub crossover. Option B for pitch wobble. If you want it super controllable and fast to tweak, use the MIDI pitch device plus LFO. Put the pitch MIDI effect before operator on the wobble track. Start pitch at 0, then add Ableton's LFO device and map it to the pitch knob. Use a sine shape for classic wob, or random sample and hold for gnarlier. jumpier movement. Sync the rate to 1/8 as a starting point. Depth small at first. ±2 to ±7 semitones. Use offset so you're not constantly falling below your root unless you want that droop. If it feels too smooth and modern, shape the LFO. Use shaper to turn a sign into more stepped motion. That's how you get Chewy Talk or Steppy Sampler without building a monster modulation chain. One more nerdy but important detail. Clip envelope resolution matters. If you want that old school step feel, draw hard steps, not curved ramps. Curves create glide, and glide can be cool, but it blurs the sampler chop vibe. Now let's glue the bass properly, because jungle bass isn't just sound design, it's arrangement plus mix discipline. Group sub and wobble into a bass group. On the SUB track, at EQ8, low pass around 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. Then add utility and set width to 0%. Mono sub is not optional if you want it to hit on big systems and not collapse weirdly. On the wobble track, at EQ8 and high pass around 90 to 130 Hz, this is your crossover. You're basically saying, sub does sub, wobble does movement. If the wobble disappears under the break, a gentle push around 200 to 400 Hz can bring it forward, but be careful. That area also gets boxy fast. On the bass group, add glue compressor, attack around 3 ms, release on auto ratio 2:1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is just to make SUB and wobble feel like one instrument. Optional after that, a tiny bit of saturator with soft clip can add density, but keep your CPU discipline. One saturation stage you understand beat stacking 5 character devices. Coach check, hit a utility on the whole bass group and temporarily set width to 0% as a mono truth test. If your wobble loses all power, your harmonics are too wide or facey. Fix it early, not at the end. Now we lock it to the groove because jungle is break-led. The bass supports the break, it doesn't steamroll it. At 168 BPM, try thinking in one bar callouts first. Sub can hold half bar or full bar notes, maybe with a retrigger to match the groove. Wobble movement should answer the gaps. The end of 1, beat 2, the end of 3, beat 4. And notice what we're doing. We're weaving around the snare, not trying to flex on top of it. Here's a pro arranging habit. Write a 2-bar loop that feels perfect. Duplicate it to 8 bars. Then only do the big pitch stuff at the ends of phrases, like bar 4 and bar 8. That tension and release is a huge part of why old records feel like they roll forever without feeling busy. Now the CPU killer move, and honestly the authenticity move, resample to audio. Arm the bass resample audio track. Set input to resampling, or directly from the bass group if you prefer cleaner routing. Record 8 bars of your bass loop. Now disable the MIDI bass group, or freeze and flatten it. Listen to your CPU meter. That drop is the whole point. Now you've got the classic printed bass, and you can treat it like material. Set the resampled clips warp mode. Start with tones. Adjust grain size by ear. Too small gets fizzy and thin, too large can get blurry. We want it solid, like a sampled note that's being repitched. Now do the fun part, pitch the audio like the old days. Automate the clip transpose in arrangement. A simple example, keep it at 0 semitones for 2 or 4 bars, then jump to +5 for 1 bar, back to 0, then a +12 stab right at the end of bar 8, maybe on the last beat or even the last half beat. If you want that steppy jungle pitch, slice the audio, cut it at 1/8 notes, or at the moments where the bass hits. Consolidate to make clean chunks and rearrange. This is where it starts to feel like a hardware sampler workflow, even though you're in live. Advanced fill idea, the tape stop lift, but without actually doing a big tape stop plugin thing. Duplicate the last 1/8 or 1/4 note of a phrase, transpose it up a few semitones at a very short fade out, and keep it in tones with slightly larger grain. You get that little yelp that sounds printed and cheeky. Optional sidechain, jungle friendly, not EDM vacuum mode. On the bass group or on the resampled audio, add compressor with sidechain from the kick, maybe snare too if needed. Attack 5 to 15 ms so you keep punch. Release 60 to 120 ms so it breathes musically. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1, and only 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. The goal is clarity, not a dramatic pump. A few common mistakes to dodge. Fast. Don't pitch the sub layer with the wobble. Don't leave stereo width in the sub range. Don't overdo pitch modulation constantly at ±12 semitones. Save the big moves for fills. Don't warp bass with complex pro unless you really know why. It often smears lows. And don't forget, if the bass is constant, Your break stops sounding like jungle. Bass is part of the genre. Quick practice routine, 15 to 20 minutes, to lock this in. Make a two-bar break loop. Amen style or think style. Build sub and wobble with operator. Write in F minor. Sub plays F1 for a bar, then Eb1 for a bar. Wobble follows the same notes, but only add pitch steps in bar 2. Go 0, then plus 5, plus 7, and a plus 12 moment. On 1/8 steps. Resample 8 bars. Disable the MIDI group. Then automate the resampled clip transpose. 0 semitones for bars 1 to 4, plus 5 in bar 6, and a plus 12 stab on the last beat of bar 8. Finally, play it with the drums loud. Ask yourself 3 questions. Does the sub stay consistent? Can you read the pitch movement under the break? And does your project still run clean at your normal buffer size? Recap to burn it in. Operator gives you ultra-low CPU foundations. Sub stays stable and mono. Pitch wobble lives on a separate layer. Pitch movement comes from automation or pitch plus LFO, not a massive modulation synth. And the real secret weapon is resampling. Once it's audio, you get that error-correct printed vibe and your CPU gets freed up for breaks, edits, and arrangement. If you tell me your tempo, your root note, and whether you're using an amen, think, or a tight two-step break, I can suggest a tight two-bar pitch grammar that lines up with your kick and snare accents.